Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard. Was hard, but not anymore, thanks to WonderSuite from Bluehost. Answer a few questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make
When it comes to business travel in Orlando, it's never business as usual. Sure, I could go on for days about all the incredible places to hold meetings, or the Michelin dining, or the breadth of industries that call it home. But when it's time for your business to make the extraordinary happen, Albert Manero of Limitless Solutions said it best, Orlando is an incredible place for innovation. So dive in and see what's happening in Orlando, where the possibilities for business travel are unbelievably real. Learn more at OrlandoForBusiness.com.
Hey, what's up? It's Emily, and welcome back to another episode of The Straight Shooter Recruiter. If you don't know me, I'm a senior recruiter by day, podcast host by night, and my goal is to help you thrive in your 9-to-5 and beyond. And today we're doing my favorite thing. We're about to go through some BS. We're about to go through three different pieces of career advice that I think suck. And if you've heard these before, this is your sign to cut those people out of your life who gave you this whack advice. Before we jump in, please make sure you subscribe, you leave a rating, you leave comments, you do all of the amazing things. It genuinely means so much to me. And it takes like, what, 2 seconds? Come on. You can do it. Just click the button. You're listening already. Write a nice little comment in there, a little review. All right. I hope you have left a loving review. You've got a coffee in your hand because I don't know about you, but I'm ready to talk careers. How many times in your life have you been told that you need to identify a mentor? I know I've been told that probably a billion times, especially when I worked in finance. Oh my God, people in finance freaking love using terms like mentor. Like, you need a formal mentor. You should have bi-weekly meetings with your mentor to talk about your career goals. And for me personally, those relationships felt so inauthentic. Like, they just felt so fake. I felt like I was reaching out to people who didn't have time to speak to me. I was setting up these monthly meetings to talk about nothing, really. Like, I was kind of just asking them questions. And I shouldn't say that it wasn't helpful. There definitely were people I connected with who really helped me in my career. They taught me a lot, but those were relationships that felt less like mentorship and more like friendship. And that's what I want to focus on. I think if you seek out to formally identify a mentor, shit's going to get awkward, in my opinion, at least. It's important to have people you can learn from who aren't your boss and people you look up to and you can go to for advice, for ideas, all of that great stuff. But I think the idea that you need to formally identify a mentor and ask them to be your mentor as if it's like, you know, a high school dance, you're asking them to be, you know, the date to, I kind of think it's a little bit unnecessary to do all of that. I don't think it's important to have this formal, very businessy relationship with someone. In fact, I think it's much higher value just to have friends. Dare I say a friend? For me personally, in my career, I've had much higher value relationships that feel less formal. So for me, what that looks like is, yes, regular check-ins with these people that I admire and look up to in my career, but I'm not having these like formal agendas and note-taking sessions. I just make a point to connect with people I really respect and want to learn from frequently, but I do it in a casual way. So I'm not asking them to be my mentor. I'm just going out for lunch with them, picking their brain, asking them questions. And I think the label of mentor can sometimes formalize a relationship that can be a lot more beneficial when it's more casual. Plus, sometimes I think the whole like mindset of, oh my gosh, I need to find a mentor feels really, really high pressure and stressful and unattainable. Whereas if you just focus on networking and like framing everything as networking, I really, really think you're going to have much more positive results. If I would have listened to the really crappy piece of advice that told me to follow the money and go where the money goes, I definitely would not be where I am. Mostly because human resources historically is not the most lucrative of career paths. Hate to break it to you, but that's the truth. And ultimately, I think that's a really negative way of looking at career and looking at life, because I think to some extent, as long as you're really passionate about what you do, the money is going to come. I also think it's kind of bad advice to only take jobs that pay really highly. And here's what I mean by that. You could be paid super well. I actually low-key want to put this company on blast I interviewed for about 4 or 5 years ago. I'm not going to say names, but it's a large restaurant company. I'll just let you take with that what you will. But there's a large restaurant company I was interviewing for a senior recruiter role for, and the interview process was super lengthy. I swear it was like 7 rounds of interviews. I ended up getting a job offer, and the compensation they offered me was wild. Like, it was so high. And at the time, I was still at BMO, and, you know, I was getting paid okay, but, you know, banking salary, it wasn't like anything crazy. So this offer was blowing my current offer, like, way out of the water. And I actually declined the offer still, and I stayed at BMO for another year. And it wasn't because I loved my job there. I did. I just, you know, didn't love it enough for that to be the only reason. My issue with the offer I received is that there were a lot of other things about the company I really didn't like. Like, they were really notorious for job cuts. The base pay was really high, but there were no stock purchasing plans. I only had 2 weeks of vacation. There just were other parts of the offer that I think would have impacted my work-life balance so much that I really didn't care about the base pay. For me personally, I didn't want to be rich and miserable and have no time to enjoy, you know, my earnings. And sometimes that amount of money isn't enough. Like, if you break down the amount of hours that you would be working in a role per week, suddenly that salary doesn't sound so good. That salary sounds great when it's only 40 hours a week, but how does that salary sound when you're working 65 or 70? And that was kind of the vibe this company was giving me. Like, the recruiter was emailing me at like midnight at 1 a.m. Like, she was clearly nonstop working, which I feel so bad for her. It's not her fault, but also I wasn't trying to get into a company that operated like that. Like, are you kidding? I didn't want to do that. So my biggest piece of advice is advocate for yourself. Yes, money is important, but make sure you do research outside of compensation, because I guarantee you will be miserable and suddenly that paycheck won't feel as great as it did when you first signed the offer. And finally, the infamous, do it for the experience. Take the job for the experience. Oh my God, yeah, take it for the experience. No, because you know what I did for the experience? I took an unpaid internship. Yeah, it cost me money to go to work. I would commute from York University, and that's where, you know, I was studying, all the way to, I think it was at like Avenue and Eglinton where I was working at the time at this magazine I was writing at, and it was fully unpaid. Like, I was going there 4 days a week and it cost me money to go to work. Like, why would I do that? And in my mind at the time, I was thinking it would be great for experience. And like, I guess it was, but I don't think that internship was the reason I did or didn't get, you know, my next job or my next job after that. I wish I would have spent more time looking for a job that would have paid me. So I wasn't financially in the hole for like 2 semesters. That's so silly. But even outside of thinking about internships and your full-time jobs, it's really something you should think about. Experience is important, and sometimes taking, you know, some slight pay cuts, like a tiny pay cut or moving for the same pay, sometimes it makes sense knowing that you're actually going to earn more in the next year or two. That's an opportunity cost you kind of have to really run the math on. However, if you are early in your career and you are about to get grossly underpaid for the experience, no. The answer is no. Sometimes it makes sense, right? Like, you know, this isn't a rule of thumb. Sometimes it makes sense. But 9 times out of 10, it is not worth it. A promise for pay tomorrow is not the same as pay for today. It is simply not the same thing. You need to be advocating for yourself, and the only experience you should be getting is financial, because it's capitalism. And if we didn't have to work, we wouldn't, right? Think about it that way. Was today's episode short and sweet? Absolutely. Hopefully, emphasis on the sweet. I think the audio might be a little bit different. I'm using a different mic. I'm actually on the road as I'm recording this, which explains why I think I was like energy on 100, you know? But she was a high energy lady. Short, sweet, to the point. But I hope this helped. I hope this kind of cleared up some of those misconceptions or crappy pieces of career advice. Or if nothing else, reminded you, you know, how to prioritize and what you should be prioritizing from a career perspective. I can't thank you enough. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, and I will talk to you next week.
Here in Key West, we were out before it was in. In this open and inclusive paradise, you can be yourself, make new friends, and savor our live and let live vibe. With LGBTQ plus friendly accommodations, our legendary nightlife, and year-round activities and events, it's always a good time to come as you are. Key West, close to perfect, far from normal.
With Starbucks Holiday Blend for Nespresso Virtuo, now exclusively at Target, there are even more ways to share the joy. Savor every smooth and festive sip all holiday season with friends and family at home to fill every indulgent day with cheer.